Hey everyone, welcome. Thanks for joining us for another episode of That Solo Life. I am Michelle Kane of Voice Matters, and I'm here with my co-host, colleague, and good friend, Karen Swim of Words for Hire and Solo PR Pro. Hey Karen, how you doing today?
Hey Michelle, things are going well. Thank you.
Good. Good. If our listeners don't know, or if you couldn't tell just by the audio, we are in totally separate states. So through the magic of technology, we come together for That Solo Life. And Karen and I were just chatting off air about Earth Day that's just come and gone, and just about how does it feel in the PR world or in the world in general that every holiday has become, I hate to say branding opportunity, but it feels like corporate America feels the need to brand each holiday and participate as though it's, well, I loved how you said it, Karen, either an opportunity to sell something or just obliterate yourself with beverages.
Yeah, you know, and it's kind of sad. Earth Day, I can remember growing up and it was kind of a big deal, and I feel like it's less of a big deal today. But for me personally, I definitely am so committed to kind of reducing my carbon footprint, and I'm conscious of the earth. And every time I think about plastic, I think about, you know, the garbage bin and the ocean and how it's affecting the animals, and it breaks my heart. And so I've really, you know, really been so intentional about changing my habits. But it's just, you know, not that particular holiday. It's just, you know, what kind of drove this is that there was a headline that said, How Earth Day Became Public Relations Day. And it made me think of how we have, you know, every holiday, as you said, has now become a branding opportunity or an opportunity to get our clients media. And I think you said it well, you know, that's not necessarily wrong. But the key is it an authentic way to not really brand, but to have a voice in that particular
Correct.
Holiday?
Yes. And, you know, if you're hopefully practicing the profession well, you would put everything through that lens of, does this make sense for this particular business to do? Because, yeah, we were discussing earlier, I thought to myself, and shame on me, Earth Day, it was in the ether as I went about my day, and I was, oh, Earth Day, should I be saying anything? And I was, well, no, none of my clients have a particular, you know, reason to become part of the cacophony of chatter about it, unless, you know, it'd be one thing if a particular client had a passion for parks and, you know, 365 days of the year, that was their ongoing, you know, thing, their ongoing emphasis, even if it, you know, maybe didn't have anything to do with their business, but that was part of who they were, then absolutely. But otherwise, you know, I just did that little 10-second check-in with myself and thought, no, carry on. We are good. You know, there was no need to, you know, sell tires or, you know, sell accounting services around Earth Day.
Yeah, I agree. And I mean, we, you know, and I know that the thing that I think bothers me are headlines like that, because then it brands, you know, an entire industry, when you and I both know and are surrounded by so many smart, thoughtful practitioners who would never resort to cheesy tactics. They just wouldn't. That's
Correct.
Not, you know, if it's an opportunity to really, you know, educate their audience and continue to be a part of a conversation that they're a part of, they'll do it. Otherwise, they're not going to try and newsjack just for the sake of newsjacking. So, you know, the headlines themselves really bother me, because I think that there's not enough said that while we call those, you know, public relations tactics, in reality,
Correct.
For true professionals, it's really not.
Right.
You and I both come from the disciplines of both public relations and marketing. And so to the marketing folks, it's not fair to them either, because we know that, you know, you're not the person that's saying it's President's Day, we like presidents. Hey, let's go ahead and, in addition to a President's Day blowout special, you know, well, our founder's
right.
name was Abe. Let's try to get a news story because his name is Abe. And hey, there was Abe Lincoln. I mean,
yeah, and hopefully the news outlets will look at you and say, uh huh, oh, okay.
But yeah, you know, sadly, there are companies out there that are doing exactly
yeah.
that thing. And,
yes.
and it's really, you know, I personally think, you know, what's the long-term value to your brand? So we know in the retail space, we've come to accept it. If there's a holiday, there's going to be a sale. They're going to use it to sell you something, period.
Right.
That's just
right.
the way of the world in America. Here's where we are, folks. It might not be
That's
pretty.
Right.
It may not be authentic. It's really stupid. I never understood what a mattress sale has to do with President's Day, but there you have it.
Charlie Brown was right. What do you used to say in a Charlie Brown Christmas?
Yeah.
a corporate plot or something. Yes, Charlie Brown was right. You can always trust Charlie Brown. And your gut. And I think for most practitioners out there, you know, thankfully we do have good guts and good sense, and you just know when something doesn't feel right to do. And really, that hampers, to me, I and I'm sure you hold this high as well, credibility is at the forefront whenever I consider anything I'm doing with a client. You know, how will this enhance your credibility? Will it damage your credibility? Because really, you know, with everything else falling aside, that's all you've got when you're
yeah.
trying to do business is, can I trust you? We work so hard building up the know, like, and trust factor. And a lot of, you know, there are a lot of businesses out there, and I get it, it's easy to fall prey to it when you see everyone else doing it. You know, don't stop at the know. Develop the like and the trust. That's what's going to keep you going for years to come.
Yeah, I agree. And I also, you know, when it comes to the whole sales thing, that's a whole other conversation that I have, you know,
right.
personal feelings about. But, you know, I think that, you know, our guidance to, you know, maybe new professionals or the people who are not quite sure how to handle that is to always think, you know, beyond that particular day.
Yes.
Are you participating in that conversation around a holiday or around an event that is genuinely authentic to the brand that you're representing? And if
mm-hmm.
it's not genuinely authentic and you're having to work to try and insert yourself in that conversation, that's a good clue that you should step back. It's not the right thing for you.
Yes, it's true. It's true. I mean, we could even, you know, look at the pinkification of cancer. I'm sure everyone is well-meaning. No one wants cancer to exist. But I mean, I know I have friends, you know, they hate the pink thing, and I get it because I put myself in their place and think, I don't need to be reminded for an entire month that I'm fighting for my life, thank you, with a color that maybe I don't like.
Yeah.
You know, awareness is good. And I think that especially, you know, they can't even watch football without being reminded. And, you know, we could go down a whole rabbit trail of, you know, put the money toward research, blah, 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 instead of awareness. But, we have a lot of, you know, we're always trying to cut through noise in general. And sometimes I think, you know, are we creating our own noise? Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
That's another fun thought for another day.
No, but I love that you said noise because it, you know, it can be, and so, you know, I'm imagining. So maybe there is, you know, a solid professional who has been placed in, I mean, sometimes our clients definitely put us in awkward situations and it's very, you know, everyone doesn't take counsel. So I can see somebody that maybe, hey, there's been no news and there's been not a lot of media coverage and you're kind of, you know, being pressured to make that happen
right.
and your client thinks it's a good idea. And those are very real situations and they can be tough to deal with. And, you know, I always say, you know, we're hired to provide strategic counsel. And that means standing up for the things that not only we believe in, but that are right for the client. So you have to, you know, stand up for what's right for your client and sort of educate them on why it wouldn't be a bad idea. That said, sometimes, you know, you have to pick and choose your battles.
Definitely.
You got to pick and choose the hill that you're going to die on. You know, sometimes it's not worth it to lose the entire, you know, account over something that is not an ethical issue or something that is going to crush you professionally. So, you know, I do. I kind of understand how we got here, but I would like to believe that there's still ways around that as well, just by, you know, giving counsel, offering some alternatives, like here's why that's not a good idea, but here's an alternative. Here's something that we can do.
Right.
You know, unfortunately, you know, like in the case of, you know, what I feel has happened, honestly, and I think that that Earth Day article really cut to the heart of it. You know, I think those companies that, you know, insert themselves into the conversation may really honestly and genuinely have good intentions, but now we've taken away from the value of an event or a holiday. We lose the deeper meaning of it. And then, you know, it not only probably doesn't have the lift that you hope to get out of being a part of that conversation that you thought you should be, but it also takes away from the event or holiday itself.
Exactly. And there's so much that can be said for that. You know, if you do it, treat it like a hit and run just to try to get some press. It's, you know, it creates the so what factor, you know, which is another lens I use, you know, when working with clients. It's so what? So you did that. So what? What's the next step? You know, unless you're kicking off an initiative that may be new to you and you're going to be true to it and you're going to include it on your online newsroom or blog and be out there with it. So what? You know, why do this? Let's try and pivot and take this energy somewhere else. Or maybe just think seriously, well, you know what? If we're trying to do a hit and run type of thing, which I know is kind of an abrasive way to say it, let's take some time and let's think about what are your values as, say, corporation or business, and what are you passionate about, and how can we take that and turn it into something that's a positive, whether or not it's around a particular holiday.
I mean, I agree. And, you know, I personally, and I mean, we've all fallen victim to this. You know, there's something happening and we're like, this client should be a part of that conversation. But I think that our efforts really have to focus on the day-to-day stuff that we do. And hopefully, you know, when we do that, when we build that up day by day and we do our jobs well and we're positioning our clients, when those times come up, it's a natural for our client to be part of that conversation. So it's not just like this, like you said, it's not like a hit and run deal. It's just one more thing, because we've already created the momentum. I mean, I think of companies like REI, who is very much an activist company and advocates for the issues that they're passionate about, but they do that year round. They do it every single day. Whether you agree or don't agree with their positioning, you know, that's a whole other level of discussion, but they at least have been very true to their brand values.
Mm-hmm. That's who they are. Yes. Yes. Patagonia comes to mind. Yeah. So, you know, really it comes down to one of the basis of, you know, live your values.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, just live your values as a business, as a company. And, you know, and I get it. It's tempting when you pull up social and, you know, every other post is about a holiday or, you know, or a big event. You know, I think back to the big solar eclipse from, what was that, a year or two ago. Okay, maybe that was kind of fun, actually, because it was such a rare occurrence. So, you know, but just try to make sure it makes sense. Otherwise, people, you know, people can tell as well. you know, it's sort of like, what are you doing in this room? That doesn't make sense. I see what you're doing. You know, consumers are savvy. And they may not consciously remember that, but in the back of their mind, they might not be able to put a finger on why they do or don't eventually choose business with you. But it all builds. So not to freak everyone out there.
There's a whole other side to that I love. And it's mm-hmm. one that doesn't, you know, obviously get covered because it's the positive side of, you know, being part of conversations and using public relations to drive awareness around things is that sometimes people discover things that are so amazing. And I think I think about events like the solar eclipse and the brands that educated, you know, about the solar eclipse and why it was important. So even though people were giving away, you know, free 3D glasses, it totally made sense.
Yeah.
And I just remember, like, what if people didn't really hear about that and learn about it? You know, I want to believe that opened up so many more people to being interested in science and being interested in these phenomena that occur. And also, I want to believe that maybe, you know, there were children that were inspired to pursue scientific careers because of that. So, you know, it can, public relations can definitely drive a positive impact. I know that there are so many other examples, but, you know, that one came to mind for me. So,
no, definitely. So, I'm trying to think of other holidays we can have fun. I know we were joking before, you know, being of Irish descent, St. Patrick's Day. It's like, oh, get the Erin Express. No, just no. Can I just go to a nice little pub without worrying about posers falling off a bus? No? Okay. I guess not. No, it's not safe. It's not safe for me. Okay. I'll see you on March 30th. It'll be safe then? Okay, good. But yeah, it's just an interesting thing to, you know, always be thinking about. And I think as practitioners, we just, a second nature should always be thinking about it. I know even when some of my clients who do community sponsorships were always, you know, pretty thoughtful. They don't just throw money at everything. It has to be meaningful for them and not just from a target market perspective. You know, so we're always conscious of that. You know, is it going to put food on people's plates? You know, is it going to help kids learn a new skill or, you know, team sports, you know, teach them character lessons that way? And even sometimes starting initiatives of their own to help just drive the values that they think, you know, I mean, this is going to sound schmaltzy, but make their communities better places.
I agree. And I think the best of us, you know, we try to do that. And even when that community is, I mean, it's how you define community. It doesn't always mean your local community. It can mean, you know, the community of industry or the community of your customers.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I feel like, you know, many of us are striving to do that. We're striving to make the right decisions, do well by our clients, and, you know, have our efforts have a positive impact. So kudos to all of you out there who are doing that. And we just want to make sure to discuss these issues for up-and-coming professionals or, you know, for those who might be struggling, you know, with these issues.
Yeah, it's easy. It's easy to fall prey is probably not the right turn of phrase to use, but, you know, it's easy mm-hmm. to think, oh my gosh, okay, well, it seems like everyone else is doing this. I don't want to be left out. I want to be relevant. So we're going to hop on board and have an Earth Day promotion next year. And so, well, just make sure it makes sense for you. And that's, you know, I think with any project, any campaign, we do have the goal in mind. What's your goal? What are you looking to achieve? And, you know, that can help walk you through it and sometimes help you walk back. from that kind of decision.
Yeah, agreed. Totally agree.
Well, now that we saved the world today.
Yeah, we did. Yay for us. We did.
Such important work. No, sorry. I don't know if I speak for myself here when I say I take what I do very seriously, but you can probably tell by now I don't take myself very seriously. I won't speak on behalf of Karen, but we have to keep it a little light too. So. Now that we saved you all from
seriously, yeah, that would be a mistake.
now that we saved you all from bad holiday PR,
that would be a big mistake.
But yep, we want to thank you for listening today. And if you have ideas for topics or questions, hit us up in the show notes. And we thank you so much for joining us for another episode of That Solo Life.
Yes, we do. Thanks.